We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's going on, Bulls Nation? And welcome in to the CHGO Bulls Podcast presented by PointsBet. Don't forget that promo code promo code CHGO when you sign up at PointsBet to live your bet life. Happy Friday, everybody. I'm Peck. You can follow me on Twitter at Bulls_Peck. My guy Big Dave down there is at Bow BWL Sports. Wheel the Thrill, the Goat, Gottlieb at Won't Gottlieb. And joining us once again, hopping in to say what's up, is our incredible CHGO intern, Kyle Williams. You can follow him at K_WilliamsMedia. What up, Kyle?
What's up, guys? The sun is out. Kendrick's back. It's start of a good weekend.
what is this Kendrick stuff that everybody's freaking out about? Did he drop a new album, Lord, or something?
Yes. I've been forgetting about Matt. I'm sorry, Kyle. You don't understand, Matt. This is your first time in this, Matt. Matt is a young man, but in culture terms, Matt is 65 years old. So, yeah, Kendrick Lamar's got his new album out, Matt. It's a double album. From what I'm hearing, you know, it's been polarizing, honestly, from what I'm hearing from people. They either love it or they're like, it's okay, or they hate it, or they'd rather go listen to Future, or this is a masterpiece. Like it's so many things. I'll give you my breakdown of it when I listen to it, and I love that. But Kyle, I'm sure you've heard it, because Will told me he's listened quite a few times. Yeah. What do you guys think?
I'll let Will go first.
I just, whenever Kendrick comes out with something, I always default to it being like a piece of masterful artwork. And so I have to listen to it one time to like just soak it in and make sure that I'm not like, you know, get my expectations right, and then listen to it again. So, I mean, it's good. It's very different. And as you go through it, you start to like pick up on some of the stuff. And I just, yeah, I want to dive more into it before I really give my analysis. But okay. I mean, I'm so excited that he has a new album. So yeah, defaulting to loving it.
Yeah, I couldn't name a Kendrick Lamar song for you guys. I could not if I tried. What's like his most popular, most famous song?
All Right.
All Right.
Yeah. Humble is very popular.
Humble is probably up there.
Yeah.
Doesn't ring a bell.
He got a few. But Kyle, what did you think, Kyle?
I mean, I've been waiting since 2017 just for his follow up to this project, and like Will said, it was different. You know, whenever an artist tries to do the double album, I'm a little skeptical because it's hard to pull off. Biggie just set the bar so high for the double album that right, it's hard to, you know, reach that standard. But I think Kendrick might have done it. I really enjoy this album. It has, me and Joey were talking about what's the best song on this album, and it's hard to choose. There's just so many different moments, songs for different occasions. Like Count Me Out is a song I'm gonna play in the summer nonstop. It's a very like upbeat song, but this album is just Kendrick just very personal and just bearing his soul to us. So I'm excited for you to listen to it.
Okay. I'm gonna check it out this weekend for sure. I'll let you know what I think about it. But yeah, Matt, it's like you're a book reader, Matt. It's like reading a novel, honestly. His music is like reading a novel. A very
good. All right. Well, I very much look forward to hearing your review.
Thank you very much.
maybe it'll inspire me to listen to it. Probably not. But people are already freaking out in the comments about the lack of a hat, Dave. Mark said, big day without a hat, the multiverse has been opened. And TJ just said he's digging the invisible Bulls hat that Dave is rocking.
Oh, man, it's an amazing hat. I rock it. It's the one hat I wear every night. It's an invisible Bulls hat from about, 2 p.m. to 8 a.m. I wear an invisible Bulls hat. And it's
really I figured, awesome. Yeah, you just slept with a hat on.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah, all the time. Oh, yeah, I got one of those dunce cap hats that they put on, you know what I mean?
Like an old man, like, sleeping, like, stocking cap, you know, like the one with, like, exactly. Long. Yeah, but a Bulls one.
But sometimes I will have like a scarf on or a wave cap on or something. Like, you know, it happens. You know what I mean? Got to keep it right, baby. It's black hair. It's a whole thing, the black hair, bro. It's a whole thing.
So Friday Fun clearly already underway. We've got a lot of fun stuff that we're going to do today. We're going to start with our takes on these new NBA trophies that the league announced yesterday. I have thoughts, Dave. I know you have some thoughts. And then we're going to play Random Bulls Generator, the game we played last Friday. And then we're also going to tack on some Follow Block DM today. So it should be fun. But, guys, let's start with these trophies. I don't have an issue with the fact that they're adding an Eastern Conference Final and Western Conference Final MVP. You see those trophies there on the left side. And they named them after Larry Bird for the Eastern Conference Finals MVP and Magic Johnson for the West, which is cool. I have no issue with that or the fact that they've also now named the Eastern Conference Championship and Western Conference Championship, Bob Cousy and Oscar Robertson. I just don't like the adjustments they made as far as like what's gold and what's silver. So let's start there. Does anybody have any objection to the whole adding conference finals trophies and MVPs thing? Because I know some people on NBA Twitter yesterday were like, why do we need this? Kyle, what about you?
I don't like it. I mean, I know hockey has the postseason MVP award. And for me, if you're going to have an award, just have a postseason MVP award. Everybody's been begging for it at this point. You know, I just don't, because if I read correctly, it's just for the conference series, correct? It's not like.
Right.
So, give us a postseason MVP award and include the totality of the playoffs and. Let's just go from there. I just don't see the need for this trophy. I mean, it's just – I see why the league is adding it because it's just another way to spark debate. Like, I can't wait 20 years from now when a player doesn't have a Western Conference, like, MVP and that, you know, is a ding on his legacy. But it's going to lead off debate shows. I'm just not with it.
I'm excited for Jimmy Butler to be the inaugural Larry Bird Trophy winner.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, I have like very little opinion about this kind of thing. I totally agree, Kyle. That's exactly where my head went in terms of being able to just like give people more accolades. I think it makes it harder to now compare Jordan to LeBron to, you know, whoever is the next great player who has all these conference finals awards. So, it is what it is. Like the NBA, you know, people love the NBA or hate it, but I think they've always been willing to make changes and willing to improve the game and improve parts of the game in order to make it better. So I don't think this like makes it worse. It's just different and new, and I think we'll all get used to it.
Yeah,
lukewarm takes with Will.
Yes. I have absolutely no problem with it. I am a guy who likes all the trophies, all the belts, all the rings. I like all that stuff. I want more and more and more and more of it. For me, it doesn't, for me personally, it doesn't affect how I see a player. But I think Kyle's, you know, hit it on the head. Like in 20 years, I think that stuff will matter to somebody, you know, who didn't grow up, you know what I'm saying, as we did with a generation where these trophies didn't exist. Probably the same way with Defensive Player of the Year awards. You know what I'm saying? Exactly, Will. You know what I mean? Old man shakes the hand of the clown. You know what I'm saying? But it, like, the Defensive Player of the Year award, you know, in the NBA wasn't the thing. Or even held a three-point
sixth
line.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Or sixth man. You know what I'm saying? Like those things, like, people just will look at it different because of those things. And I get that. Like, I understand all of that. But I don't look at people who have Eastern Conference trophies as a thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't say, oh man, that's right. The Eastern Conference dynasty. You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't come out of my mouth.
It's like the Brooklyn Nets hanging a banner at Barclays for what, like, 7 sold out Jay-Z shows or whatever. It's like, why do you have a banner for this?
That's not what that has to do with anything. But because Jay-Z owns the team, maybe, Matt, like, that was the thing.
Did he win them a championship?
He kind of did.
No, I don't think he did.
The only reason he was showing up to Barclay for a while was
take down the stupid banner.
Spread love. It's the Brooklyn way.
The Brooklyn way. No, I ain't got no problem with him. He's from Brooklyn. I ain't got no problem with Biggie's in the Raptors. He's from Brooklyn. I have no issue with that at all. But
I don't even think it's necessary for the Bulls to have their division championships hanging in banner form. Like,
oh, I do. I want all of that. I want all of that stuff, y'all. I want all of.
Do you think it diminishes the value of, like, the MVP and the Finals MVP? Like, I think that's really the only argument. Because, like, if first of all, you have to get it right. Like, if you look back in history, you don't, like, think about the context of Jordan only won 5 MVPs. Mm-hmm. Like, he should have been MVP every single year. But that it was, like, the narrative thing and voter fatigue of, you know, same thing with LeBron. He could have been MVP for 10 straight years. Mm-hmm. And then you look at Marcus Smart winning DPOY, and it's like, you have to remember that these things aren't always, like, assigned to the best player or the best defender or the most actually improved player. Right. So there's some narrative to go along with it. But so I just wonder, does this make it even harder to now distinguish between, you know, some of the great players? Like, for example, I think of Andre Iguodala winning the Finals MVP in 2015. Mm-hmm. Like, I love Iguodala. Love him. But, like, come on. Are you kidding me? They gave it, like, LeBron played so well in that finals that they had to give Finals MVP to the guy who guarded LeBron.
Right.
Because they won. Like, just give it to LeBron.
Whereas, like, I was going
to
say,
Steph, who actually deserved it.
Give it to LeBron, which is, like, you know, still only been done the one time, right? When Jerry West won Finals MVP on the losing side.
Yeah.
They should have done that. Or I don't think it diminishes it. This is going to now diminish Steph's legacy because he only has 3 titles and no Finals MVPs.
Can I chime in really quickly? Just
please, I'm getting heated.
Like, LeBron averaged 36, 13, and 9 that season. And his percentages were awful because of the circumstances. But Steph is, I believe, if I remember this correctly, the only player to lead his team in scoring and assist in the NBA Finals and not win Finals MVP.
Yeah.
And it was just a weird, we've never seen anything like that where Andre Iguodala.
It's blasphemous.
Yeah.
Like, it's malarkey.
And now it's on.
Hoodwinked, run amok, led astray.
Quoting Malcolm over here, like, this man's going in. Like, what's happening with this?
Give Steph the Finals MVP.
Honestly, because as long as the Finals MVP trophy is still what it is, like, these other trophies for me aren't going to mean anything. You know what I'm saying? They really aren't. Like, they're just nice to hand out. Like a division award. Like, okay, great, guys won the division. That's awesome.
So,
you know what I mean?
So,
like,
Dave loves participation nice trophies. Out. Is that what I mean?
Oh, no. Yeah. Everybody don't deserve one.
Our guy Joe Cowley's going to come at you saying participation trophies are a joke and unnecessary.
Well, that's until Jimmy Butler wins it, and then he'll be cool with it.
See, Dave, I mean, the thing that I don't get is you said, hey, you know, throw more trophies and title belts and whatever, and all this. Mm-hmm. But you also said it's not going to change my opinion of, like, that player's individual accomplishments and accolades. You're not going to count them towards MJ's trophy case or LeBron's trophy case, etc. Mm-hmm. Then why have them?
Because it's nice to win. Listen, it's nice to win and have something to say, yo, I won this. I did something and I was great at it, and this is what I got for it. That's a very awesome thing to have, man. And to put up on your mantelpiece and say, yo, dude, look at kids. Look at how dope dad was when he did his thing. Like, it's a cool thing to have. And I would want it if you're going to give me a trophy for it. I'd be like, yeah, give me the trophy. It's awesome.
Do you think most NBA players would want it if, say, they won the conference finals MVP and then went to the finals and lost?
Like, yeah, you're going to still take it. Yeah,
you think Jerry treasures his finals MVP?
So you're looking at it. I ain't looking at it like that. That's what I'm saying. I'm not thinking guys are holding it crying. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't believe I did this. Oh my God.
I think
if they did it like the Suns did, and remember when the Suns won their conference and then they had a parade, you know what I'm saying? And they just was driving around holding the trophy. That was dumb. That I'm not with that. You know what I'm saying? That's silly. Don't do that. You've won a nice trophy. That's cool. You can even do it like they do in hockey. That they don't even touch that trophy until, you know what I'm saying, until they get to the finals. They just like, thanks for giving it to us. That's awesome. We got our eyes on a bigger prize. Right. In football, you know, you don't celebrate those things. You say, hey, nice, thank you very much, and then you hand it off. Like, I'm not saying, you know, if, oh my God, you know what I'm saying, I want to thank everybody. I want to thank the Academy. You know what I'm saying? You guys really like, I ain't saying that, but it's nice to have a trophy for something that you did. You know what I'm saying? It's nice to have that.
Do you think that, so they've been talking about like the Commissioner's Cup thing that may or may not have a place in the NBA in the future, where it's like a midseason tournament and the winner of that has some sort of whatever, they win the Commissioner's Cup trophy or they get some sort of financial reward for it. Because I think that is a way to either, I don't know if it's like intentionally trying to like diminish the value of winning the championship by instituting like a new thing that you can win, but you know, at some point, like, are we just,
mid-season tourney idea is the NBA trying to borrow another idea from soccer, which is the most popular sport in the world despite what a lot of Americans think. Dave
Flex. Never said that, man.
You were ragging on me for watching soccer yesterday.
I just said it's boring. I'm just ragging on it because you rag on wrestling. That's the only reason I mess with you on it. You know, that's it. That's the only reason.
Not a sport. Sports entertainment. Like, why have a midseason tournament in the NBA? You have a system that works. Yes, the 82-game regular season is a grind, but it's a grind that teams get through. And then you have this amazing 16-team tournament in the playoffs, one team left standing after, you know, 16 best-of-7 series. Why? No, none of the players are going to want to do a midseason tournament, and none of them are going to think it means jack if they win it.
For exactly what Kyle said, to give them more stuff to compare players to and have debates.
So dumb.
Yeah, I'm not with the tournament either, but man, I'm not. I think it's silly. I do.
All right. Before we move on to some Friday fun games, I do want to get your guys' take on the way that they changed the Larry O'Brien Trophy. Joey, do we have a picture of this? All right. Well, so that's actually a Bill Russell Finals MVP in the middle.
Added
here.
Some netting to that trophy. They changed that a little bit.
So
they put some netting on it.
The netting was always there, but it was just in gold the way that the entire trophy was here. Now see how it's silver? Like the treading on the ball is silver and the netting is silver. I hate it. It looks like a cartoon. Why did you change it and make it worse?
Well, the other thing they're also doing, Matt, is on the bottom of the trophy from now on, they're etching in the names of each team that wins that
year. Right, they're doing the Stanley Cup thing. That's fine. Exactly.
I think that's fine. I think that's great. Cool, but I don't know. Honestly, I think I want to see somebody hold it up before I'm just like, okay, this is trash. I want to see somebody hold it in the air and see what it looks like, because I didn't think it was
necessary. Looks like a children's birthday cake. That's what looks like.
I didn't think it was necessary to do anything to it previously when it didn't have like any netting or, you know, it didn't look like a basketball. I was just like, why even mess with it? And then I saw somebody hold it up and I was like, oh shit, that looks kind of cool. Like, it's okay. So I want to reserve
there you go. Thank
a
you, Joey.
Bit on that.
Look
Thank
at
you.
That. The netting and the lining on the ball just make it, the trophy look
the stand
awkward.
Is too. Yeah, it's two levels to the stand now. That's a little different.
I kind of liked the square base.
Yeah.
Is this like a don't mess with perfection thing, or you like actually really hate it?
Yes, don't mess with perfection. The Larry O'Brien Trophy is great. Why change it? But if you're going to change it, don't change it to something worse. Like, they adjusted the Bill Russell Finals MVP because the middle, the net part, used to be silver with a gold base and a gold ball. Now it's just all gold, but they did the same thing with that as with the Larry O'Brien Trophy. They have the, you know, the tread on the ball and the netting being silver on gold. It just looks weird and bad.
It does. I don't know, but I don't know, man. I can't diss it yet. I just got to see it first with somebody holding it up, crying tears over it before I'm like, okay, this is the worst thing ever. But yeah, I don't necessarily hate it by looking at it, but I get your point though.
Juniors just said, I want to know when the league's coming out with the Dalibor Bargaric Best European Player Award.
Dalibor Bargaric.
Oh my God.
Yes.
I like, and you know, the NBA put out this video yesterday morning, like with some behind the scenes footage of the making of the Larry O'Brien trophy. And they're so proud of this. And I don't know why, because they took a great trophy and made it ugly. And they're like, and it said in the video, like, for the next 75 years of NBA, you know, this is what all the players will be after. And I'm like, nobody's going to want to hold that ugly piece of shit.
Wait, Kyle, you quiet on this, man. What do you think of this trophy here?
I have lukewarm, like Will said earlier, I have lukewarm takes on the trophy. It does look a little different than what I was used to growing up with the old version of the Larry O'Brien trophy. But, you know, at the end of the day, whoever's holding it, that they're a champion. So, you know, I think it's just, hey, it's a championship trophy. I think teams are going to be happy to receive it. Teams are going to want to go get it. I just, it's very lukewarm.
All right, my question is, so then they named it, what did they name him? Larry Bird and, was it Magic?
Larry Bird and Magic Johnson are the Magic? Conference Finals MVP yeah. trophies.
What are they going to name after the Michael Jordan trophy?
The league. That, like, that's what Jamal out? Was asking in the comments a minute ago.
The NBA. Like,
he could have easily been the Eastern Conference Finals MVP trophy, be the Michael Jordan trophy, but MJ wasn't, like, you know, it was Magic and Bird. It was always Magic and Bird, which yeah. of course, you know,
until Michael,
a thorn in MJ's side until he took over and better. Won. But it's like MJ and Magic doesn't match the same way that Larry and Magic does.
So then they my need point a different is, award. I'm fine with Larry and Magic having the conference finals award trophy, whatever. They need to give, like, either, I don't know, they're not gonna change the NBA Finals MVP from Bill Russell, but they got to find a MJ award in there somewhere. And it has to be the highest of the high, right. The elite of the elite.
You know what that award is? Is the general consensus that Michael is the greatest player of all time.
The GOAT trophy.
That's trophy enough. That's name on trophy enough. He's the GOAT.
I bet you they're going to do an MJ and LeBron trophy at some point.
Why not the logo?
Why not the logo, man?
Like, we're changing everything at this point, so let's make Michael Jordan the logo.
Completely agree. Change the logo or change the NBA title trophy from the Larry O'Brien trophy to the Michael Jordan trophy, because it wasn't just a conference for Mike. It was a whole league.
That's what I'm saying.
It has to be that. That's what I'm saying. It has to either be the logo or the Larry O'Brien. Like, that's it. Like, that's the only things you can change, man. Or
I don't think they'll change Larry O'Brien. And I think that's actually a reason why they wanted to do the midseason award, because it's going to be I cannot remember. What was the former commissioner's name? Why am I?
David Stern. Stern.
I don't know why I lost that for a second. The David Stern trophy is going to be the commissioner's cup. Yeah. So they're just trying to add stuff. They're not going to remove Larry O'Brien.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll ever change the logo. I don't know if they should change the logo either. But
I think. But hasn't Jerry West said, like, I want them to change it.
He definitely said that. Yeah, he's like, dude, I don't need. But it's just the fact that also the MJ logo is profitable now. You know what I'm saying? So
he's got there's like his own thing already.
Yeah, correct. But I'm sure he's got other moves. You can show him shooting the fadeaway. It works too. You know what I mean? Like, it's other things he did that he's known for.
Just being great. I would also not be surprised if there's a Kobe award at some point too.
Well, it already is. You got the All-Star award.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
The All-Star MVP as of a few years ago is now the Kobe Bryant All-Star MVP.
That's true.
I don't care if Michael gets one. He doesn't need one because he's got a trophy case that's overflowing and is the greatest player ever. He doesn't need anything else. I'm only just upset that they took a great trophy and made it ugly. That's the only thing I'm mad about right now. So hideous. It looks like if you cut into it, there would be cake on the inside. It's so dumb.
So you're saying it looks
cake
delicious.
Or trophy?
Cake or trophy. It's cake. Trust me, it's cake.
It's delicious.
All right, now let's move on to our fun games. But before we do that, Big Dave, tell the people about PointsBet.
Oh, yes. That ain't going to change. It's you having a great time at PointsBet, because the best way to support what we do here at CHGO is to download that PointsBet app and use that code CHGO when you sign up. Because if you do that right now, you'll get those two risk-free bets up to $2,000. But that's not it. If you make a $50 or more first-time deposit, you will receive a free CHGO membership, which unlocks all that awesome web content. And you'll even get the free T-shirt of your choice from that CHGO locker. That's $2,000 in free bets, free CHGO membership, free T-shirt from that CHGO locker, all for making more than a $50 first-time deposit at PointsBet. And introducing that NBA live same-game parlay for that first time ever. You can build that perfect live NBA same-game parlay only with PointsBet. Combine your favorite bets anytime during the game. And if you want more, if Joey was here, he would say, because I know that you do. You can also boost your live same-game parlays. You can watch live, parlay live, boost live, and partay live with PointsBet. And if you're here in this beautiful state of Illinois, where the weather is still ridiculous outside, but the AC is working inside, you can stay in and go ahead and pull out your phone and download that PointsBet app right now. Register your account from start to finish, all from your phone. So what are you waiting for? Because once that game starts, you don't just bet. Kyle, tell him what you do. Ah, he's on mute. He wasn't ready.
On mute and tell him what to do.
He's on mute.
You live your bet life.
There it is. Oh, he missed the lay-in and got the rebound and put it back.
Oh, Bobby Portis style. All right, so let's play random Bulls generator, shall we? For any of you who were here with us last Friday and missed it, this is a very simple game. We all just look through the annals of Chicago Bulls history and pick a very random player, and then talk about him. All right, so let's see who is up first. Look how beautiful that random Bull generator is that Joey made
it
for
is
us.
Amazing,
so I really pristine. Like it.
Thanks all for right, putting that S on the Bulls, though. That was driving me crazy because of my OCD was going insane. I saw that last time. Thank you.
We can't have Dave worry about his OCD when we're trying to have fun and play a game, right?
Yes, thank you.
All right, give this thing a spin. Who's up first? I'm curious.
Who's up first? Who's up first here?
Who wants to go first? It's up to you guys.
I'll go first.
Matt first?
All right, Matt first.
All right, here we go. Pull that lever down. Round and round it goes.
Boom! Oh. Now, right. I think Big Dave might know who this is.
Oh.
And if Big Dave doesn't know, I don't think anybody knows.
Let me say one thing. It's really hard to find pictures of some of these guys. Really hard to find good pictures.
This is why I found this one for you.
That picture is incredibly difficult to
put that back
see.
Up.
I can't even see his face.
Yeah, that's hard. It's like a side profile. I can't really tell. But from judging, looking at it, he looked like he played in the 90s or early 90s or like late 80s around that time. I can't tell who that is, to be honest with you.
I'll give you a clue. After the Bulls beat the Lakers in the 91 finals, he became a Laker and took over at point for Magic Johnson.
Wait, that wasn't Tony Smith because he was already there.
Played several seasons with the Lakers in the 90s after playing.
I doubt this is right, but is it Craig Hodges?
It is
not. No, that's not Craig. It's not Craig. Oh, so was he on the 90? Was he on the championship team?
He was not on the Bulls 90-91 championship team. He played two half seasons for the Bulls. He was traded to the Bulls in 86-87 and traded away from the Bulls in 87-88.
87-88, and he played the Lakers point guard. Is that Sadale 3?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Wow, I am impressed.
Big Dave pulling it out.
He also played for the Sonics. That's
yes,
Sadale
he did. Was involved in a trade with the Sonics that sent Vincent to the Bulls.
Sam Vincent, yes,
Sam
sir.
Vincent. Mm-hmm. Also known for his, shall we say, exploits off the court, said to have fathered 14 children. And I also learned, did you, here's another thing I was curious if Dave knew or not.
Okay.
His first wife later went on to be partners with Dave. Do you know who?
I don't.
Dr. Dre.
That's wow. Random. First wife?
Sadale Threat and Dr. Dre shared a lady.
Wow. Okay. Well, right on Sadale Threat. Well, I hope you got an album.
Ain't none but a G thing.
Ah, come on with it.
And
hey, Kyle, it was really Dre Day.
One of his sons, Sadale Threat Jr., which, by the way, there are two different Sadale Threat Threat Juniors.
Okay.
But one of them is an actor who is in the Roots TV series.
Oh, wow. Dig that. Sadale Threat. I don't know any. I haven't met anybody named Sadale before or since.
Right?
Like,
I know.
The only person I know named Sadale.
I remember getting his basketball card in a pack, like in the mid 90s, and being like, this dude's name is awesome. Because I thought it was Threat. I was like,
yes.
Sadale. Yes. Who the heck? I've never ever heard of a Sadale, and his last name is Threat. That's so awesome. That's so badass. I was like, oh, it's pronounced Threat. That's less cool. But
Sadale Threat. Yeah, man.
You was he a good shooter?
He was a solid point guard, honestly. He was solid.
He had some solid seasons if you go back and look at his basketball reference page.
Especially with the Sonics.
He only came off the bench for the Bulls. Never had a single start for the Bulls. But in those two seasons, he came off the bench for about 20 minutes a game and put up some points.
Yeah, that was, man, he did.
He played before my lifetime for the most part.
Oh, yes.
So.
You weren't a thought yet, Will. They weren't thinking
of that
glorious Maine yet. Not yet. You are Kyle. Like, they weren't thinking of y'all. Not yet.
Yeah. Was also teammates with Charles on those 80s Sixers teams before coming to Chicago.
Sure was. Wow. So how many? Are you saying he played four teams?
So he played Sixers, 83 to 87. Bulls, 87 to 88. Sonics, 88 to 91. Lakers, 91 to 96. Then left and did something called the Paris Basket Racing in 1996.
Okay.
And then had a short stint with the Rockets to finish out his NBA career in 1997.
Shout out to the Basket Racers.
Yeah. I have no idea what that is.
I have no
All right. Idea. Moving on. Who's up next?
Will should go.
You
go.
Yep. You can do mine, Joey.
Hit him up.
Mm-mm.
Oh, is that? Oh, that's Michael Ruffin.
Yes, sir. It is.
Oh, big Dave.
That was quick.
Oh,
that was quick.
Man. I remember.
Was it the number that gave him away? That's 51, right?
Yeah. It was the number and the face, because I was like, that's either Popeye
Jones. The reason I picked him is because his face is like so memorable to me for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's him and Popeye Jones always look the same to me. They always had the same face.
I honestly forgot that he played for the Bulls because I associate him with the Wizards. But he was drafted by the Bulls, played his first two seasons there, averaged about 2.5 points per game. So not a lot of production, but I think he's coaching with the Suns right now. So he's still around.
He's still around coaching, doing stuff. Yeah, he was just one of those guys. Like, he was just a guy.
He was a guy.
You know, he was just a guy. He didn't do anything well, you know. He wasn't even a goon or anything like that. He was just on the team, you know. He didn't cause any problems, you know. He was just, I'm big and I'm available, and I'm a guy during that time. He was on those bad teams too, wasn't he? Wasn't he on some of those bad teams?
It was the 99, 2000, 2001.
Yeah, woo, those were some bad years.
The darkest days.
Oh. Yeah, y'all can't tell me about sadness. I remember them. That was, oh. My God, man.
Good thing I don't.
Man.
Yeah, Kyle, you missed those, man. I'm happy for you. Like, I'm glad your worst seasons were like these past four, like just watching that, because you actually got to see, you know, at least Zach LaVine do cool stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-mm, brother. I was looking at Marcus Fizer and...
Oh, God. Ron Mercer.
Oh, yuck.
I remember staying up watching some Ron Mercer highlights. When I was probably 10.
Yikes.
I was indoctrinated, and I was already an addict, and there's nothing I could do about it at that point.
I remember thinking when I was a kid watching Ron Mercer after like watching the Dynasty for the first part of my childhood, I was like, is this the best we can do? Is this the closest we can get to having a star player again? Because Ron Mercer is definitely not Michael Jordan.
That is a factual statement.
Right. That is a great observation from a young Pat Beck right there. He is not Mike.
He went to Kentucky, right? Ron Mercer?
He did. Yes, absolutely.
Went to Kentucky. Yeah.
He was the Bulls scorer when he was here. Like he scored like he would average like 20 something for the Bulls. But again, who else was going to? You know, like somebody had
Fred Hoiberg. Come on, man.
Oh Lord. The mayor, he was there. He was there.
Eddie Curry.
Oh,
you guys,
they actually that team had Ron Artest, so he was. I mean, he was.
Oh, god, I loved young Ron Artest.
Yeah,
he was awesome.
Pre metal world peace
and Jalen.
Mm-hmm.
Had his best season ever with the Bulls, like he was almost an all star. Like, he really balled out that year. I remember that year, but yeah, Ruffin, man, he was just a good guy. Like, he was a family man. Like,
he seems like a really good guy. I don't know anything about him, but he just seems like a good guy.
Like, for real, that's all I really know him for, is just being a good guy and being available. Like, that's what I remember most about his career, is he did those two things. I mean, it's not too many, you know, number 51s, you know what I'm saying, that are going to be.
Joey gave it away. It was too easy.
You know, that memorable like that. But yeah, man. Yeah, shout out to Michael Ruffin. I remember him for sure.
Shout out Michael Ruffin.
Man.
I almost called him David Ruffin, but yeah, shout out Michael Ruffin.
Which, by the way, his teammate Ron Mercer – led the Bulls with 19.7 points per game in the 2000-2001 season.
Oh, my goodness.
Shout out Tim Floyd.
Oh, my goodness.
Shout out Tim Floyd.
30% from behind the three-point line at not even a attempt per game. Ron Mercer, legend.
Wait, hey, he says, new Bulls fans will never understand the pain of having to hope Eddie Curry would turn into something.
Oh, man. I'm curious. I don't know if you guys saw, but Casey Johnson just chatted with him for the Bulls Talk pod that dropped today. So that's on my listen list over the weekend.
Okay.
I mean, like, who's heard from Eddie Curry recently?
Seriously, man. I hope he's doing well.
So you guys were talking yourselves into Tyson Chandler and Eddie Curry being the next, like, big man.
They were on the cover of, was it the ESPN magazine or was it Sports Illustrated?
ESPN.
That photo shoot where they were like splashing around on a beach. And I was like, this seems odd. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, why are they doing a photo shoot on a beach?
And it was, Kyle, it was so petty by Jerry Krause, because the numbers that he gave them were 2 and 3. It was so petty. It was so petty, dog. It was like, you are the pettiest person alive. My God. And they were just, oh my goodness.
Amin said in the comments, Ron Mercer was my man during those failed Twin Tower experiments. That says a lot about how much pain I was in. Yeah, we were all in a lot of pain if you were watching Bulls.
We've come through a lot.
From 98 to 2003. Those were some dark times.
Yeah, man.
All right, Kyle, you want to go next?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Let's do it.
I'm curious to see who Kyle's random bull is.
Very curious.
Did he go back to the land before time, aka before his era, or is it somebody from a recent Bulls team?
From a recent time.
Oh, my.
Shannon Brown.
Shannon Brown. My. Oh, my. Why does he look like he weighs 400 pounds in that picture?
Like, man. Really? It looked like somebody ate Shannon Brown. Like,
yeah.
What? He played 6 games for the Bulls. Like 6 games. And
Kyle clearly understood the assignment of random Bulls generator.
For me, it was challenging because I had to find a player that I was trying to pick someone that you guys wouldn't know. But my Bulls knowledge only goes back to like 2005 at the earliest.
Right.
I was like, who's the most obscure, but yet I can find, like, Joey can find a picture of him in the Bulls jersey, and Shannon Brown, a proviso legend, like Will said, Maywood, Illinois,
yes,
2003, Mr. Basketball in the state of Illinois, one of the best dunkers I've ever seen, and
that's a fact.
The perfect choice. 6 games as a Bull.
And you're also leaving out the biggest part.
Insane bounce on the Lakers. He had some dunks that were...
Two-time NBA champ.
Two-time, back-to-back. And he participated in those. Like, he actually hit some key buckets for them, man. Like, shout-out Shannon Brown, man. It was all good. Shout-out Shannon Brown. I'm always
man,
from the hometown.
I just had a mini little heart attack of excitement because the internet told me that his sibling's name is Sterling Brown, and I thought maybe he was brothers with the actor Sterling K. Brown. Different Sterling Brown.
But he
also,
was married
to Monica.
This is true. Do you know Monica, Matt? You do know Monica, right?
No. I like it, okay. It was a single name, so I'm like, I'm guessing this is a famous person.
Okay, we need to have a music listening session one day.
No, Matt knows this stuff. I'm telling you, he know Matt. You know Brandy, right?
Of course, I know Brandy. Almost okay. Doesn't count. I had that single.
Okay, do you remember Brandy had a song called "The Boy Is Mine"?
Oh hell yeah! I'm sorry okay, that you seem to be confused.
That was with Monica. That was Brandy and Monica, Matt.
Mine. That was Monica?
Yes, that was Brandy and Monica. See, Kyle, I just got to walk him there. You see how I did the 65-year-old? I just had to walk him there to his pudding. That's all. Just got
I
to
love
walk
that jam. Pudding, man. That was on the radio all the time in the 90s.
Yes, man. Monica loved was a thing, brother. Monica was a thing, for sure.
And she was married to Shannon Brown.
Yes, absolutely.
Wow, and I love that you found a picture of him in the old red pinstripes jerseys, Kyle. That is like, facts. What are the odds of that actually happening?
All Joey right there.
Shout out. Look at him, man. Oh, man, you could tell he was about done. He was like, I'm good, man. I got my ring, baby. I'm good.
You couldn't tell he was done.
He was just about, Will. Like it was about to come out the oven. It was right about to come out the oven, Will. Like,
oh, my God.
Dude, he played for the Bulls before going to the Lakers.
Yeah, that was like.
Hey, he looked like he was just about done on that picture, bro.
Man.
He had a renaissance.
That is wild.
So shout out. So look, he went from the Bulls. Okay, I see what he did. Smart man. He went from the Bulls looking like he was about done, then went to the G League and got it together, and then came back out.
And then had a 30-game stint with Charlotte, and then 2008-2009 ended with the Lakers.
Okay.
So mid-season trade, and ended up getting traded to the eventual champion Lakers. That's dude, talk about failing up as Shannon Brown.
Going from the Bobcats to the Lakers.
Oh yeah, the Bobcats.
He did his thing, man. Shout out Shannon Brown, man. I didn't know Big Dave had a top of his head. I just assumed he was born with a hat out of the womb. Hey, baby, you dig? And that came out fly, too.
That's a fair assumption.
Does Will know who Little John is?
That's an offensive question. Yes, I know who Little John is. Come on, man.
Mm. Oh, this is also fascinating about Shannon Brown. 2013-14, he started the season with the Spurs and ended it with the Knicks. Yeah. Mm. So he left the eventual champion Spurs in the 2014 season. Right. And then finished his career with a 5-game stint for the Miami Heat in 14-15. Mm. What a legend.
Wow. Okay.
All right, Dave.
All
last
right.
But not least.
Let's hit it.
Who's
Let's
gonna
hit
be?
It.
Who's it gonna
I would be?
I'll
be supremely impressed if one of you guys pull this one out right here. I will. I'll be impressed.
It's not even in a Bulls jersey.
I couldn't even get
couldn't
one
even
in a Bulls
jersey. I couldn't even find him in a Bulls jersey. Oh. I could have sent you a picture of him in a Bulls jersey if you needed.
Can you give us like an era for this?
This is the 80s. This is Jordan's 80s? Era. Yeah. Late 80s when he played for the Bulls.
I'd tap out.
What position?
Point guard.
Wow.
That's not Ennis Watley, is it?
Good guess, but no, it's not Ennis Watley. Good guess, though.
Wow. I
Actually, he played for the Knicks before he played for the Bulls. So the fact you have him in a Knicks jersey is really astounding to me. Like, that's amazing. But yeah, he played with the Bulls right that 88, if I'm mistaken. He was right on that time.
Man,
anybody,
I got
no.
I got nothing.
All right, that is point guard Rory Sparrow.
Rory Sparrow. Wow.
That is point guard Rory. He was the backup point guard for the Bulls for one season. He was the backup to Sam Vincent, which I laughed at when you mentioned Sam Vincent, Matt.
Right. Who is involved in the trade.
He's significant for two reasons to me. One, he was the backup point guard during Jordan's 87-88 MVP run, mm-hmm. which was the year they were basically having Mike play point guard, and he was the backup point guard, and which is also arguably considered the greatest individual season ever, because Mike pretty much won every award that year. Every single individual award, Mike was holding it down, including leading the league in points and leading the league in steals. But also, Rory Sparrow was the first player in Miami Heat history. He scored their first bucket in Miami Heat history.
Rory Sparrow. When they were an expansion team?
When they were expansion team, Rory Sparrow scored the first 2 points ever for the Miami Heat. He should have his jersey up in the Raptors.
Oh, my God.
He should have his jersey up in the Raptors for that, man. But yes.
I've literally never heard that name before.
Yeah.
I've heard the name, but I did not recognize him.
Sparrow. Eyes on the Sparrow.
Dude had a long NBA career. Played for a lot of teams. A
lot of teams, man.
Knicks, Heat, Hawks, Kings, Bulls, Lakers, and Nets.
Yes. Also played with, if I'm not mistaken, he played with Bill Cartwright when he was with the Knicks.
Yeah. He was on the Knicks from 82-83 to 87-88 before coming to the Bulls.
He was right there, yep. So he played with Bill Cartwright there. And yeah, Rory Sparrow just traveled all around the league. I think he had a nice, 15-year career in the NBA. He's just one of those guys, you know, just a backup point guard his whole career.
He played from 80-81 to 91-92. So 11 seasons, whatever that is. But he played in that span for a lot of teams.
Oh, yeah. And also, he in 86, he won the J. Walter Kennedy Citizenship Award. Shout out to Rory Sparrow, baby.
Oh, good for being for
a wonderful citizen. Out.
And I do not see any other awards on his basketball reference page.
He averaged 9 points a game, man. 9 points, 5 assists. That's solid. That's a solid career.
Drafted by the New Jersey Jets in the fourth round. Man, remember when the NBA draft had like a zillion rounds like baseball?
Oh, yeah. Like, man, why isn't this fun? Like, 18 rounds. That's why. Nobody wants this. Oh, my God.
All right.
But yeah, Rory Sparrow, man. Like, 6'2". Shout out to him.
Shout out to all four of those very, very random Bulls. Another successful round of random Bulls generator. Michael Ruffin. Oh, my God. All right. So we're going to move on. We'll have to play a follow block DM pretty quickly. Before that, shout out to our friends at Strava Craft Coffee, the CBD-infused coffee that doesn't give you the coffee jitters, but it definitely helps you maintain your focus through a busy day, helps you relax, even helps you sleep at night, especially that decaf Strava coffee that they offer. It's delicious, and I've been drinking a lot of it. I mentioned on the CHGO Sports Pod with Will here and Kevin Kadick yesterday that when I ran out of my free sample, I went on their website and I got more because that's how much I like it. And you can get an awesome deal if you decide you like their coffee after trying it and sign up for a subscribe and save membership with Strava Coffee Club. With Strava, you're in control. Save on your favorite coffees and have them automatically delivered to your home or office on your preferred schedule. And Strava is all about quality. Everything small batch, fresh, and shipped straight to your door. It even offers concentrated full-spectrum CBD tinctures for those looking for a more traditional CBD format. And right now, CHGO listeners can save 25% off their entire purchase when you use promo code CHGO25. That's 25% off your entire order at StravaCraftCoffee.com when you use promo code CHGO25 at checkout. Try it out. It's delicious. All right. Follow Block DM. Are we ready?
Yep.
What do we want to do first? Oh, look at this awesome graphic that Joey made.
Did it again.
Look at this. I love Ben Simmons holding three phones.
Okay, how come there's no bull, though?
The pettiness of Ben Simmons, who just shared that picture of him with the score of the Heat Sixers game behind him.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, dude, what do you have to do with this? Are you honestly taking a victory lap after not playing for your team that got swept in the first round? What is Ben Simmons doing? Sorry. Yeah. Don't have time.
Joey, I'm going to need a bull on there, though, Joey. I'm going to need a bull on there, Joey. Need one Chicago Bull, baby.
Over the phone. Perhaps, Dave, you did not see in the bottom left-hand corner the future Bull, Anthony Davis. Looking very young. All right, you guys want to do East or West first?
Excuse me. Pardon me. I apologize. He's absolutely right. Well done.
All right. Let's do the players from the Eastern Conference who are still standing in the playoffs. Well, at least they were when we made this selection of players. We got Giannis, we got Jimmy, and we got Joel Embiid. Of these three players who were in the Eastern Conference semifinals, who are you following, who are you blocking, and who are you shooting off a DM to?
Embiid, Giannis, Jimmy. Jimothy.
James.
James Buckets. My love for Jimmy Butler knows no bounds. Okay. So whatever the most highest level of appreciation, probably DM.
Oh, yeah. DM Jimmy. That's a DM for sure.
Okay. Embiid and Giannis. Okay.
Gotta follow one, gotta block one.
I'll block Embiid because he's out of the playoffs at this point. That's really the only other criteria I can really go off, because those guys both would be very funny, but also would be, you know,
also
not as interesting as Jimmy. So
young Giannis.
Follow Giannis.
And when he first got a Twitter account and was, you know, like a rookie babyface player in the NBA, had some awesome tweets. Like, you remember the smoothie tweet Giannis had?
Changing my mind now that you say that, because Embiid is hilarious on Twitter and posts very trolly things. So I'm going to follow Embiid and block Giannis. Sorry, Giannis. I'm sick of your foul drawing BS anyway. So there you go.
All right, Kyle, what about you? Who are you following, blocking, and DMing? Giannis, Jimmy, and Embiid.
I'm going to follow. I'm going to follow Joel Embiid. Love. He's just a character. I love seeing his tweets. Well, you know, the process. He is the process. So I'm going to follow him. I'm going to block Giannis. I'm going to block Giannis. He's just, I know how great of a player he is. I have no qualms against Giannis. It's just,
I'm going to block DM him like Jimmy Caruso Butler. Blocked him. We get it.
Exactly. I'm going to block him and then DM Jimmy Butler. You know, me and him, we got off to a rocky start. He tried to take the team from Derrick Rose when I was growing up, you know. But we moved past that. You know, he's a coffee lover. I'm a coffee lover.
Yeah, you get some playoffs. Coffee recommendations in the DMs.
Exactly. Like, it'd be great vibes all
Michelob
around.
Michelob Ultra, you know.
Gross.
Just not going to Big Face Coffee, though.
Paid $20 for a cup of Jimmy Butler's coffee? Yeah. Please. Yeah, right. Let me get in line. Take my
I would
money.
Do it. That's how much I love Jimmy.
What about you, Dave?
Oh, for me, it was very simple. You follow Embiid for the reasons you said. He's an amazing follow. Like, seriously. I'm blocking Jimmy Butler every single day, every single time. He's blocked. Get up out of here. I don't want to see that. All that pops in my head is that Dark Knight tweet he put out, Matt, where he was walking through the
what
fall leaves.
Was
drinking some coffee.
That? Talking what about, was that you know, tweet or that Instagram post? It made no sense.
And I'm DMing zero sense. And I DM Giannis so I can talk to him about coming to Chicago and then get some tips on those Oreo cookies that he was putting in his jar.
Okay. That's a very legitimate reason. I think we've got a lot of similar thought processes here, because I'm also blocking Jimmy just because I can't with him. He's too much. Like, it's obnoxious. It's like a bad relationship that you have to move past. I know that there are plenty of Bulls fans who still like long for Jimmy Butler, and like, you know, like I think I saw Sylvie tweeting about it last night after the Heat won that series. Like, Jimmy, anywhere he goes, he wins. And I'm like, show me his championship trophy. No, doesn't have one yet. Okay. I'm following Embiid because the dude's a clown and he's very entertaining. I'm DMing Giannis, but I'm sending him a very specific DM. The DM to Giannis will say, hey, Giannis, you're good at basketball, but if you could do me a solid and tell your teammate Grayson Allen to go fuck himself, I'd appreciate that.
Knew that was coming.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, Will. I knew exactly where that was going immediately.
Anyway,
but also maybe request that he
weave Grayson Allen into the conversation. He's gonna do it. Get his shot off.
You think Giannis would tell me where he lives? I could just play it off Ted real Cruz? Casual. Like I want to send him a gift basket of some kind.
Who will?
The gift basket is actually just a bunch of fists.
Ooh, this is very nice.
All right. Now we're going to go to our Western Conference All-Stars and semifinal participants. Okay. We got Ja Morant, we got Draymond Green, and CP3, a.k.a. Chris Paul. Will, how about you kick us off?
I will block Chris Paul into oblivion.
Sees the vision.
I'm not like even a Chris Paul hater. I just like all he does is complain. I don't want to like follow him and see his Twitter complaints, you know? Like, no thanks.
I'm curious where this goes now then.
I'm going to so we got Draymond and Ja Morant.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, Will. Exactly.
I know, Joey. Sorry. We were trying to line up our responses here, but I just went rogue. I will follow Ja because he tweets cryptic stuff and I can reply to it with, you know, my own cryptic stuff. And I will DM Draymond because Draymond is like number two after Jimmy for me. So true. I'll ask him questions about how gritty is at defense and why he isn't on the Bulls. And that's all I got.
All right, Kyle, what about you?
This was the easiest block choice. Chris Paul, I mean, you can just throw him out of there. I'm not a Chris Paul guy. I know how great he is, but watching Chris Paul like flail and flop around and draw these fouls, it's smart. Don't get me wrong. It's smart, and I understand why. It's just so annoying. I'm going to follow Ja. You know, I love seeing the advertisement and commercials that he's in. And like Will said, he's always like tweeting something cryptic, you know? So it's always going to be a fun follow. And I'm going to DM Draymond Green. You know, one thing you can always talk with Draymond about is basketball. So DM him about basketball and thought process. And, you know, he's either going to respond or put it on the podcast. So it's a win-win.
This one was actually hard for me. This one was difficult for real. So, because I want to block two people, honestly, but but I guess I got to do one. So I'll follow Draymond. I want to block him, but I'll follow him because he actually, you know, he's got the podcast. You know, he's on TNT. Like he actually has good takes. Like he really does. I think his takes are really good. You know, when he's talking basketball. But I think he's absolutely ridiculous. Greatest defender is the generation. That's Will's thing. I'll just roll with Will on that. I will DM Ja all day long because that's my guy. Just to let him know I've been with you since I saw you dunk at Murray State. Woo. And you've been my guy from that day forward. And then talk to him about that and try to hang out with his dad because I think his dad would be an awesome person to hang out with.
Usher? Too.
Yeah, hang it right.
he seems awesome. Shout out to his dad. He seems great.
That was one of the great moments of going to watch the Bulls in Memphis when me and Matt saw the game. Shout out to our guy Jamal. When we went and saw the game with them because we got to sit kind of at a seat where we were like right there looking at Ja Morant's father. And I mean, he was putting on as much of a show as his son was.
It's true.
And it was just so much fun to watch. It really was. It was great to watch. So I would do that, but I would block CP3. I like CP3. I don't hate him like that, but I would block him because you're right. I think he always thought he was dirty. I don't like people who punch people in the balls continuously. And that's always been my problem with him is I always felt like he was a little too dirty for me and unnecessarily. And I've never liked that about him, but I like the way he's kind of changed his image around. He does a lot outside of the game of basketball, especially for black colleges. He does a lot. I like his State Farm commercials. I like Cliff Paul. I do. I like Cliff Paul commercials.
Garbage commercials.
Bad. I don't hate them. So I reluctantly block him, but it's okay to block him. I'm not gonna lose sleep over it. But yeah, that's my list. That's what I would do.
That's exactly how I feel about CP.
Charlie in the comments said, I'm blocking everything Ja because I won't have to see the D-Rose comparisons anymore. Ja's amazing, but come on.
Hey, man,
you might be holding on to a piece of string that's going to fall through your finger. You know, you lined up Derrick Rose's MVP, your stats, and this season's Ja stats because there's a reason people are comparing them. I'm just gonna throw that out there.
It's a compliment.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah. All right. So for me, I'm following Draymond for the same reason that Dave gave, which is that he is a great basketball mind. I love his podcast. I love when he talks to other NBA players, retired players that came from prior generations. You know, his current generation teammates, opponents. He's great. I can't wait for Draymond's retired broadcasting career. He's going to be great. And that's why I'm following him all day, every day. I'm blocking Ja just because.
How dare you?
Not because I don't want to hear the Ja D Rose comparisons, just because it's like there are some things Ja does that like are so gross that it like kills me. Like some of the plays that Ja pulled off this year were like flirting with giving Matt a heart attack kinds of like crazy. So in the interests and for the purposes of, self-preservation, I'm blocking Ja so he doesn't accidentally kill me with one of his dunks.
Yo, I can't wait for this one. Hold on.
Oh,
I can't wait for this one. I can't wait for this one right here, man. I'm going to sit back. I need to hear this. Come on, baby.
There's not a whole lot to it. I'm DMing Chris Paul just to say, hey, you suck. That's it. I'm just going to say, hey, period, you suck. Period. Maybe I'll throw him the bird emoji. You know, maybe I'll give him a bird emoji. That's it. That's all I want to say to Chris Paul. You suck.
Will you tell him also that, and to tell your brother Cliff Paul he sucks too? Will you do that as well?
Big Dave, I hate to break it to you, but Cliff Paul's not real. It's just Chris Paul and a mustache. Hey,
Matt, we don't have to kick lies on this show. It's not necessary. We don't have to lie about things. They're obviously two different people, clearly.
The one that they show 18 times in every NBA broadcast of him and Trae Young, and he's clearly on some kind of like rigging harness and he's just floating in the air and like for some photo shoot.
Yeah.
If I see that one more time, my brain is just going to melt from dumb.
Yeah. And going back to, I saw Charlie comment and said, but Dave, you're going to follow the guy who also repeatedly hits people with the nuts and Draymond Green. Like I said, I wish I could block two people. That's what I said in the beginning. I wish I could block both. I really do. You know what I mean? I don't like him for that reason. But Draymond, for me, actually does a podcast where he talks basketball and he has really excellent takes. And then he has great guests on, like the Kevin Durant interview he had on the pod was awesome. You know what
I'm
saying?
Or as Gio just said in the comments, his interview with Zach LaVine, which was also awesome.
Right. So I can get more intel and more stuff on Zach. I'm sure DeMar DeRozan. You know, those guys might go on it. Like, I can get that kind of stuff from Draymond Green that I can't get from Chris Paul because, you know, he's too busy kneeing people, you know, in the solar plexus.
Barton said, I think Matt's confused how this game works. No. I know exactly how this game works. Dave and I invented this game.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't really. We just took a very popular game called F, Marry, Kill and turned it into a game about NBA people and their Twitter accounts.
Sounds like an invention to me.
And DMing isn't always about hitting somebody up like, oh, hey, shorty, like, what are you doing this weekend? That's not all a DM can be.
That's how you are in the DMs, Matt? That's how you do it?
Hey, shorty.
Hey, shorty.
Hello, shorty. How are you doing?
We'll say, hey, shorty.
Hey, shorty.
Oh, man.
I don't think I've ever, you know, hit someone up in their DMs in any capacity on any platform to like shoot my shot. I don't think I've ever done that. That's not what social media is for. And people who think that's what social media is for are creepy as hell.
I don't know, man. People have gotten married doing that. I don't know if that's a thing.
I think there's an argument to be made that that's exactly what social media is.
Yeah, seriously. He's right. Honestly, I agree with
creepers marrying other creepers. That's what that is.
Hey, shorty.
Yeah, that's not creepy at all.
But that's what I was saying. That's not what I do. Especially with NBA players, the ones that I would want to DM are the ones that I would want to DM to tell them to suck an egg, you know?
Suck an egg. Oh my god.
That's it. We have completed Randable's generator. We have completed Follow Block DM. We have completed yet another fun Friday. It was fun. Kyle, thank you so much for joining us, man. Always a pleasure when you drop by. Everybody, follow Kyle on Twitter, K_WilliamsMedia, for all of his great stuff. He has a column up on allchgo.com right now talking about what the Bulls might learn from some of these other teams that are still in the playoffs. Go give that a read. Will is on Twitter at Won't Gottlieb. You got another a Lonzo player eval today?
Yeah, we did Lonzo today.
Give that a read too, people.
Vooch, DeMar, Lonzo this week, and we'll see how many of these I can pump out for next week.
And as always, Big Dave on Twitter at Bow, BAWL Sports on Bulls _ Pack. We are CHGO_Bulls. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll be back on Monday with a fresh dose of episodes for you. I'm going to go hop online and see if I can find a Rory Sparrow jersey real quick. Until next time, for all of us and our producer, Joey, saying thanks as always for tuning in, Bulls Nation. We appreciate you. We love you. See you, Red. Be good.